We've heard a great deal about the acute financial challenges afflicting many of our rural hospitals. So Senate Bill 1237 is intended to help address this crisis. The communities housing these cornerstone facilities are worried that possible closures will diminish healthcare access and deal severe blows to already struggling economies across rural Pennsylvania. So I've been pleased to be working with the Department of Health, both Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine and former Secretary Dr. Karen Murphy, on what we consider a cutting-edge, innovative approach to address critical problems and change the operating climate from one of decline to opportunity. The bill will create the Rural Health Redesign Center, a public-private entity established to oversee the transformation. The program is intended to help by developing a more predictable payment plan, creating fixed budgets to regularize reimbursements, improving the ability to develop and carry out expanded, innovative community health services, and providing the capacity to pursue programs addressing key needs such as behavioral health and substance abuse. A pilot program will be offered to interested hospitals. This effort will initially be funded by a $25 million grant from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation. Rural hospitals serve a higher concentration of Medicare and Medicaid patients, a chief contributor to the financial problems. This will provide for a global funding through a global budget model that will offer predictable funding. Representative Tina Pickett has introduced the companion bill in the House, and this measure is supported by the Hospital and Health Association of Pennsylvania. So I urge an affirmative vote on Senate Bill 1237 and appreciate the opportunity to speak on the importance of the Rural Health Redesign Center Initiative.